The Sandbox One-Act Play Festival returns to Seattle next week, giving audiences the chance to experience new works by award-winning playwrights. Joining us in studio today, the festival coordinator, Amy Love, along with playwright Vincent Delaney, who wrote Las Cruces. Welcome to you both.
Oh, thanks so much for having us.
Thanks for being here. Now, Amy, the festival runs June 3rd through the 7th at West of Lennon in Fremont. Tell everybody what they can expect.
We have a lineup of three plays this year. First, we have Vincent's Las Cruces, which is set in the New Mexico desert. And we see a recluse who's really running away from his life, and he encounters this card shark, and she's about half his age, and they have an interesting story. And then we have Why Do We Keep Broken Things by Carl Sander, which is a really exciting time in Seattle, 2011 Occupy Seattle movement, and it's a real kinetic collage of civics and life as it sizzled around that time. And then we have Philip Lenau's Chosen Less, which is a chance meeting on the street between two men and the story that unfolds there.
Very cool.
Vincent, tell us about your inspiration for Las Cruces. This sounds cool.
Well, I'll just be honest. I got started on this play when we were pregnant with twins, and I think I did that typical thing that dads do when they start to panic about having children, and so it...
You ran away to the desert.
I ran away to the desert.
We became a recluse, of course.
As a wish fulfillment. No. I just started thinking about what it's like to be a parent and wonder, am I ever going to really know my kids? Can you ever really know your kids? Mm. And that was the question. Yeah.
When did you first get the bug to write?
I don't want to date myself, but it's been a little while. I'd say about 15 years or so in writing. Yeah.
And what clicked for you in that regard that you said to yourself, you know, I have a passion for this, and two, I think I can at least partially make a living doing this in a very tough profession.
So I would just say, you know, it's really about the chance to collaborate. Like when you're in a playwright, you're in the rehearsal room, you're with the actors, you're with the director. You know, people who write novels, they're pretty much at home with their work all the time. Mm-hmm. And I really love being in the room with other people.
It's electric, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Amy, tell us about just how this whole beautiful festival got started.
Well, it started with members from the Sandbox Artists Collective 3 years ago. I had moved here from New York with my family about 7 years ago and was part of a festival at Ensemble Studio Theater called the Marathon of One-Act Plays. And when we got here, I just really wanted to be a part of that again. So I decided to try and make it happen with my colleagues. And everyone was great. They jumped on board. Submitted new plays to be considered, and we have been putting together this evening of one-act plays ever since.
And website, tickets, all that good stuff that people need to know?
That's right. For ticket information and more details about the festival, you can go to soapfest.org, or you can call Brown Paper Tickets at 1-800-838-3006.
And again, we have more information at our website, too, comonews.com. The festival runs June 3rd through June 7th. Pleasure to meet you both, Amy Love, festival coordinator, and playwright Vincent Delaney. We're glad you didn't run off to the desert, by the way.
I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Your kids appreciate it, too.
Thank you.
Thanks, you guys.